Now you've had something a bit special going on here today. Tell us a little bit about it.
We have. So today we had a launch of a new book called Brilliant Beasts of Bishop Auckland, and it's a collaboration between 62 children at Etherley Lane Primary School and three local artists. So I'm a children's illustrator and I do books and design things for clothing and children's bedrooms and that kind of thing. So I have a studio upstairs where everything happens, I suppose.
Sounds like you've been really busy with, was it 62 children?
Yes, 62 children. We visited the school 6 times in total and did a series of workshops. So they did collaging, writing, painting, printmaking, and they all, we did a workshop where each child invented an imaginary creature, which is kind of the basis of our storyline for the book.
Yes, I've just been looking through a copy of the book. It's really, really good.
Oh, that's good.
Based all around different areas of Bishop Auckland.
Yeah, so our storyline is that there's lots of imaginary creatures in the school, and only people with enough imagination and creativity can see them. But the creatures near the end of term get restless and get up to a bit of mischief. So they have a food fight and then they escape down the town. So we've got lots of images of the creatures causing loads of havoc at lots of local landmarks. So there's like one pouring custard off the roof of Vinovium House onto another one's head. They're running around the castle garden. They're putting like flowers and things all over Stan Laurel's statue and that kind of thing. So it's quite funny and nice to have a local aspect to the storyline.
Yeah, I bet the kids absolutely love putting all this together.
Well, they said they had a good time, so hopefully they did. Like, they've definitely been really appreciative. We got a lot of nice thank you cards and stuff from them today. And, you know, when I see them at the school gate now, when I'm picking up my own daughter, they're always saying hi and showing me what they've done. So,
are there plans to do anything else like this then in the future?
We would love to do more things like this in the future. This is our first one, so we've been figuring out sort of how we can do it, what it will cost and that kind of thing. And we've been designing some things that we can make and sell that will help us to raise enough money to keep doing it with future classes. So people can buy copies of the book itself for £5 at number 42. And we're also making things like little pencil cases and things like that with the children's designs on, just so that anyone that wants to support future projects like this can buy something.
That's a brilliant idea. How can people get in touch with you if they want to be involved with your project?
Yeah, the best way to get in touch is probably to pop into number 42, just because when someone's on the front desk, they can always direct you to me if I'm in the building, or you could visit our website, which will be up very soon, which is our-story.co.uk, because the project that we're doing, the community outreach project, is called Our Story. So we're trying to figure out different ways to get children interested in reading, writing, illustrating, storytelling, because I just think that storytelling is a really powerful thing that any child can really access. And you can kind of see that today because they've all really absorbed the idea now that they're like authors. And yeah, and even kids who maybe previously thought like that, you know, writing's difficult or that kind of thing. We sort of developed a process where we turned it all into games and workshops so they could easily think of ways to come up with something imaginative, even though they maybe think that they're not a good writer and that kind of thing. So we've invented lots of contraptions. We've got a box full of words called the Creature Creator, and then we're all kind of pulling words out of it. Yeah, we've just looked for ways that we can use our inventiveness to engage children and make them interested and make them see that things are easier than they think, really.
Lovely. Thank you very much.